Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience this afternoon. I would first like to give the God of Israel, higher, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the glory and honor that's due to his great, holy, awesome name. I would like to thank the heavenly host for this Shabbat. It's another Shabbat, holy day, the seventh day of the week, which is the Sabbath in English. So I would like to give the heavenly host all the glory and honor for another Sabbath day. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, great lesson that we're going to go into today. I believe that is a well-needed lesson, you know, because it's time to deal with truth now. It's time to deal with truth. It's time to deal with knowledge. It's time to deal with understanding. We need some understanding. We need to understand, and we need to know what exactly is going on in this world. So today I was just sitting here, and I said, I'm going to go on the radio. Hopefully that my internet hold up for the whole broadcast. Hopefully, I pray that it do. But today this is Divine True Platform. This is Divine True Platform. We're here today to give you truth and understanding. So the topic of this broadcast today is, did God tell you to celebrate Easter / resurrection? What scripture is that? Did God tell you? Or did the Son of God tell you? Or did the Holy Spirit tell you to celebrate Easter? Or Resurrection Sunday, they call it in the Christian church. What scripture is that? We need to know if what you are doing, if it's scripture what you are doing. Or is it something that was made up by some man, by some, you know, Christian or some bizarre teaching that they came up with centuries ago? We're going to go into and see what's going on here. Did God tell you to celebrate Easter? No, God never told you to celebrate Easter. No, Jesus, you call him, never told you to celebrate Easter. There's not one scripture in the Bible that told you to celebrate Easter and to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, as you call it. Resurrection Sunday. That don't even exist either. That was something that was made up through your religions, through your Christianity, the world number one religion in the world. That was something, some doctrine, some teaching, some theory that was made up from the Christian church. So, no, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of the Hebrew nation, the Creator, never did tell you to celebrate Easter. And he never did tell you to celebrate his son's death. And his son is not Jesus. That's not his name. I told y'all that the other day. He's not a Greek. So his name will never be Jesus. So I wish y'all would get off of all the madness of calling him a name that's not his. That's not the real Son of God named Jesus. He's not a Greek. There's no J's in the Hebrew. That's not his name. Okay? We're going to deal with this today. We're going to deal with this Easter thing. Everybody got all in an uproar right now, getting ready for Easter, buying their kids new suits, new dresses, all kind of Easter eggs up in their house, getting ready to go on an Easter hunt. The Christian church going off. Everybody's going off on some day that was made up by man. And I'm going to prove that today. I'm going to prove that your Easter Resurrection Day Sunday, that it is made up. It's made up. It don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. It have absolutely nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. It have absolutely nothing to do with the Son of God, the real Son of God. His name is Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. Messiah, my Savior. That's what his name means in the Hebrew. Okay? So we have some scriptures that we're going to go over. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. My name is Elishaba, for anybody that wants to know. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. Now, I ain't dealing with no more of that madness, no more of that brainwashing, fairy tale, storytelling stuff that Esau and his descendants have made up for many, many generations. I'm not dealing with that no more. I can remember as a little girl, my mama spending her last $30, $40, $50 to go buy us an Easter dress and an Easter shoes. We had to have little white shoes on with little white stockings and a little dress to match and all of that. What y'all black folks getting money to buy all this stuff? My mama didn't have none. She was poor. Poor. Didn't have nothing, but she took her last little money that she worked for to go buy us an Easter dress. And she had four children, so you know what she went through. And after she spent money on all that Easter stuff, Easter eggs, Easter dye, Easter clothes, Easter this, Easter that, then we didn't have no food to eat the next day. We didn't have no food to eat. All we had was an Easter ham. And after that ham was gone, there was no more food in the refrigerator for two more weeks till she gets some more food stamps. So, yes, people, it's all about money. Okay? It's all about money. Easter was created to get money out of you, to get money out of you. So the people that created can get wealthy. All of your holidays was created. Every last holiday up in this earth was created by man. Man. Who is that man that created? The Gentiles. The people that rule this earth right now. They are the ones that created Easter. They are the ones that created it, okay? Not the Son of God. Not the God the Father. They are the ones. So let me deal with this today, people. Let me deal with this today. I got to deal with it. I got to deal with it today, okay? Let me deal with this. Yes, we're going to Easter. Yeah, Easter is only in the Bible one time. It's only in the Bible one time. And they injected that word in the Bible. That word don't even supposed to be there. Easter, what is Easter, man? Nothing but a parade. Of something that eggs, rabbit, all kind of stuff. Do you have people really think the God of Israel has something to do with this madness? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, and it's not Resurrection Sunday. There's no such thing as that either. Resurrection Sunday. It's all made up doctrines. It's all made up doctrines and precepts from your theologian Bible schools. It's all made up doctrine. All of it. Resurrection, son. I'm going to show you what your resurrection means, okay? I'm going to show you what the word resurrection means. You don't even know what it means. You don't even know what it means. You just believe whatever somebody tell you, whatever somebody say. Y'all people are crazy. Y'all people are crazy. Okay? Did God tell you to celebrate Easter / the resurrection? What scripture is that? I need somebody to give me one scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to read some scriptures where it said God told you to celebrate Easter. Or God told you to celebrate the resurrection of his son. Why would the God of Israel want you to celebrate his son's death? Are y'all crazy? Much pain and agony that he went through to die for the children of Israel. and whoever else want to believe in him, much pain and agony he went through. You think that the God of Israel want you to celebrate his son's death? Do that make sense to y'all? Why would you celebrate somebody that's dead and then somebody that rise and come back to life? What? That don't even make sense, people. That is totally pagan. It's totally paganism. The God of Israel would never, ever tell you to celebrate somebody's death and somebody coming back to life. That's how deceived and naive y'all people are. So let me go to my first scripture. Yeah, guest call in number 244-9831. Whoever want to call in. But I know y'all ain't going to call in. It's okay. I think the ones that do go back and listen to the broadcasts. So let's start with John 20. Let's break this thing down, people. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Every month you got a different holiday. Every month you got a different holiday where you got to go out and spend your money, get your kids dressed up, all kind of stuff you got to do. Every month it's a different holiday. No, y'all people not serving God, the God of Israel. You serving man. You do whatever man tell you. John 20, verse 1 through 23. Let's read the resurrection here. John 20, people, come on. John 20. You don't know what resurrection means, and you don't know what Easter means. Y'all crazy Christians, you don't educate yourself. You don't put nothing in your mind. You don't put nothing in your brain. All you do is just believe whatever somebody done told you. So very, very, very out of it, people. Y'all out of it at the Christian church. Yeah, I could talk about the Christians because I used to be a pastor of the Christian church for many years, for about 15, 20 years. Yes, I have the right to speak against Christianity because I used to be a part of it. And I know exactly what's going on, what they're doing, what they're teaching, what it's all about. Yeah, so I do have a right because I actually used to be a Christian church pastor. Because I can hear y'all people talking, well, what do she know about Christianity? What she know about Christianity? What she know? I know a whole lot about it when I was involved in it for 20 years of my life. I know a whole lot about it, people. Not anymore, that madness. The first day of the week. The first day of the week. Let me pull up my strong concordance. Let me pull it up. Give me a minute. Give me a minute, people. I'm coming with you. 1 minute here. John 20. John 20, verse 1. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark.
unto the sepulchre and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. The first day of the week. This is the New Testament that I'm reading. The New Testament was translated into Greek. Greek. The first day of the week. The first day of the week. That's Greek number 3391 for John 20 verse 1. I am reading the resurrection. That's what I'm reading right now. I'm going to deal with that, and then we're going to deal with Easter after that. Ain't no such thing, people, as Easter. That's just a man-made white folks, Gentile, Edomite holiday that they have set up to get wealth out of you stupid, dumb slaves. Yes, you are their slaves because you do everything they tell you and believe everything they say. So that makes you a slave to man. So the first day of the week is Greek number 3391 for the first. It say one of first. One of first. Okay, one of first. Day of the week. Let's look up day of the week. Greek number 4521 for John 20 verse 1. It say the day of the week is Greek number 4521. Comment Mary Magdalene. So when Mary Magdalene actually comes to the grave of the Son of God. When? Or the tomb of the Son of God. Greek number 4521 say the day of the week was Sabbaton. Sabbath. Sabbaton of Hebrew origin. The Sabbath. That is the back or the day of the weekly report of the secular application. Sabbath. Sabbath. So the first, one of the first days of the week, one of the first days of the Sabbath. Okay, people, so it was not a Sunday. It was not a Sunday when Mary Magdalena went to the grave. It was one of the days of the Sabbath. Pull it up in the Greek so you can understand what I'm reading to you. It was one of the first means one, first. It was one of the days of the week. It was one of the Sabbath. One of the Sabbaths called Mary Magdalene. Okay, so that eliminated your Sunday right there. That eliminated your resurrection Sunday right there. The Son of God did not resurrect on no Sunday. He did not resurrect on no Sunday, people. When Mary Magdalene got there, it was on a Sabbath day. It was the Sabbath. It wasn't even Sunday yet. It was the Sabbath. Okay? It was the Sabbath. That's what it was. And when she got there, he was not there. He was already gone. He was not in the tomb. He was already gone, people. So please, stop believing the fairy tale. And stop believing the lie and stop believing the madness that Jesus, that's not his name, no way. That's another made up figure. That's another made up character. That's another statue that they have made up and presented it to the world that he is the Son of God, which that is Cedric Borgia himself, the second Pope of Rome's son. Okay? But I'm not talking about his name today. I'm talking about Resurrection Sunday. You call it an Easter. What scripture is that? Okay? What scripture is that? Because you can't use John 20 for your resurrection Sunday. Because it was on Saturday that Mary Magdalena went to the grave. It was early. It say the first Sabbath day of the week come Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. Okay, it was dark. It was on the Sabbath day. dark unto the subjugal, and seeth the storm take it away from the subjugal. Then she runneth, cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus, ain't no such thing. Let me look up this word Jesus right here in John 20, verse 2. John 20, verse 2. Let's look up Jesus. Greek number 3739 for Jesus. No, I'm sorry. Greek number 2424. Yes, people, I got disconnected. I'm back. Okay, look at here, people. Look at here. Look at here. Look at here. So that Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is the Sabbath day. That's the holy day. That's the holy seventh day of the week. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. So verse 19 says, then that same day at evening, now, okay? So that means the sun had went down. Evening. 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 It say right here, Greek number 3798 for evening, for John 20, verse 19. Late. Afternoon. Early evening. Nightfall. So it's dark now. Evening. The sun is out of the sky. That same day at evening, look, y'all, being the first day of the week, the Sabbath, day of the week means Sabbath. Greek number 4521 means Sabbath. Saturday is the Sabbath day, not Sunday. Sunday will never be the Sabbath day. You can't change it, Pope. Nobody can change it. The God of Israel institute the seventh day as Saturday. I don't care how much they try to tell you that Sunday is the Sabbath day. No, Sunday is Sunday. It's the first day of the week. Okay? So that's a scripture in Daniel where it says they will think to change times and laws. They, who is they? Again, Esau, the Gentiles. They would think to change day and time. They want to change Saturday to Sunday. And they have changed it to you, but you people that don't have no sense. You don't have no sense. Oh, because Jesus, he came back on a Sunday, not a holy day of Sunday. No, people, you brain dead and you brainwashed. Let me get back to my scripture, see. So verse 19, then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, one Sabbath day. That's what that means in the Greek for verse 19. One Sabbath day at evening. Okay, it was the Sabbath day. At evening, that means the sun had went down, it's dark, so most likely Mary came right there at the Sabbath before the Sabbath day ended. At evening, okay? When the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. See, the disciples, they was afraid of the Jews because they was following the Romans. They had all kind of religions and all kind of sects and all kind of groups and cult groups and paganism back there at the time when the Son of God was born and the disciples was in the earth. So Peter then was afraid for their life because they believed in the Son of God. They believed in what he taught them. And the Son of God went against Judaism. That was the number one religion back then when the Son of God walked the earth. Judaism. Judaism, Catholicism, all kind of isms and all kind of religions. Excuse me. My allergies are up. Okay. So they was in the house with the door closed because they was afraid of the Jews. Cain Yeshaya. Cain Yeshaya. Cain I keep getting disconnected, people. Hopefully this tape come out. Okay. The word resurrection. 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 Hold on. Give me 1 minute. Let's look it up in the Greek, because it's not in the Old Testament at all. Resurrection, because it's not a Hebrew word at all. One minute. Okay, the word resurrection is 41 times in the Bible, the New Testament. 41 times, you say. It occurs 41 times. Okay, resurrection. Let me look at Matthew. Matthew 5. Matthew 5. It says, Matthew 22:28. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? No, let's go down to Matthew 22:31. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, let's look up the word resurrection. It's Greek number 386. 386 for the word resurrection, and Matthew 22:31, as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you, saying, Matthew 27:53, and came out the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city, which is Jerusalem, holy city, and appear unto many. That's that 40. He appeared 40 days unto many, to the holy city. The holy city is Jerusalem. Africa is the holy city. It's in Africa, okay? The Son of God is a black man, okay? He from Africa. What color you think he is? Pink, red, white, blue. What color is people from Africa? They are black people. No, he's not one.
Yes, people. So Passover and Easter don't have nothing to do with each other, okay? Ain't no Bonnies and all of that stuff and everybody getting drunk and cooking an Easter ham. You know what an Easter ham is? The Bible tell you don't even eat pork. Do y'all people think the God of Israel got anything to do with Passover? I mean, not Passover, I'm sorry, Easter. Well, y'all got to have an Easter ham. And the God of Israel say don't eat. The God of Israel said don't even eat pork. Hold on, people. Give me 1 minute. The resurrection. Atatis. That's what it means. Easter is one of the principal holidays of feasts of the Christianity. English word Easter. Did I tell y'all it's an English word? Easter. English word Easter was parallel the German word Ostern. It's an uncertain origin. Can y'all hear me? I'm looking up the word Easter now. I'm looking up the word Easter. It's from the German. It's a German word called O-S-T-E-R-N, Ostern. Let me write that down. What I do with my... Ostrich. Be quiet.
Ostrich is an uncertain origin. One view expounded. Be quiet, please. Excuse my dog. One view is founded by the veritable bed day. Bed day in the 8th century. 8th century, y'all. Can y'all hear me? When did they translate the Bible? I told you between the 6th in the 8th century. That's where they put the word Easter in there. It's a German origin. Okay? You got to think. When Christianity came from the Middle East. Shut up! When Christianity came from the Middle East, it went to Europe, which was German. It went to German first. That's where Christianity really began, in Germany in the middle, in the 14th, 15th, 16th century. In the 8th century was that it derived from Estral or Estra, the Anglo-Saxon goddess. Estral. You want me to spell the name? Let me spell it. What? Astar, same one. Astar, same one. It's a Phoenician deity. Astral is E. This is how they spell it here. O-S-T-R-E. Let me show you what your Easter is really about. Astral, the Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring. She is Astra. That's her name, Astra. A very ancient deity that the children of Israel used to worship. And that's why they got kicked out of Jerusalem, because they was worshiping Astra. She's Baal's sister, okay? Baal and Astra are sister and brother, okay? Yes. There's worship in Baal and her sister, Astra. It's a Phoenician goddess. So Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring and fertility. Spring and fertility. Let's look up the word fertility. Fertility, ability of an individual or couple to reproduce through normal sexual activity. Fertility is about a woman and a man having sex and eggs. That's why you got to dye the egg, the Easter egg. Have everything to do with a woman's conception, conceiving, fertility. Have everything to do with a man and a woman having sex and a sperm shooting through the egg. Yes, people. That's why you got your Easter egg. Okay? It say, and I'm getting ready to leave. The views pursue as due as good in social origin, the fertility, social origin of Christmas on December 25th with pagan celebrations of winter solstice. The Christmas appropriate pagan names and holidays for their highest festivals giving the determination with the Christmas combat all form of paganism. The belief in multiple deities that appears a rather, so it said, Easter week as in Abbas, a Latin phrase that is understood as the plural of Abba, dawn, okay, in the Eastern of High Germany. The modern German and English term, the Latin and Greek past, Passover, but by the root, yeah, people, you get it, you get it. Yeah, I'm getting ready to leave. Ready to leave now. Okay, people, so you get it. It's all about fertility. That's why you have the eggs, and that's why you have it in the springtime. It's called spring solstice. Over there in Asia, and over there in Germany, Europe. Okay? That's why you got to have the eggs, and you dye them and make them different colors, and they tell you it's for the kids, and the kids got to go hunt the egg and find it. Because it have everything to do with fertility. That's why they involve the children. That's why they involve the children. It's all about worshiping a star, a deity, a goddess. Goddess, a star. Astra in the Bible. Astra. That's what the Bible call her, Astra. That's who you worshiping tomorrow for your Easter pagan holiday. That have everything to do with Atticus, resurrection, a saint, fertility. I'm still going, people. All these white folks, white pictures, all kind of stuff, people. Y'all believe that stuff. Y'all believe it. Woo! They got y'all. Y'all actually believe that his name is Jesus. Y'all actually believe that he died on December the 25th. I don't know. What is Christmas? I mean, what they say, celebrate his birthday. Y'all actually believe me that he's a white man that came from Africa. Are you kidding me? White people came from Europe, not Africa. Y'all actually believe that Easter have everything to do with the Son of God. Hey, joke. Oh, they don't play this big old joke on you people since ancient times, all the way up to now. And y'all still believe it. You still believe that you really celebrate Jesus. Yeah, you are celebrating Jesus. Their God named Jesus. Yeah. Sergio Borgia, resurrection from the dead, another saint. Sergio Borgia is another saint of the Catholic Church. Yeah. Caesar Borgia, second pope of Rome's son. Look at the picture. Look at the picture. That's him. That Jesus, that image that they don't paint it for you people for many, many generations. That is Sergio Borgia. That is the pope's son. He'll say, just like actresses, the resurrection, she'll say too. Yeah, they celebrate saints all the time. Y'all actually believe that the God of Israel wants you to celebrate holidays. And you don't care nothing about holy days. Look what it say here. I'm still looking up the word Easter, y'all. It says, Easter religious tradition. That's exactly what it is. A religious tradition. Fixing a day on which the resurrection emphasis of Sergio Borgia or Zeus or I-Zeus was to be observed and celebrated triggered a major controversy in early Christianity. And then an Easter in a Western position can be distinguished. The dispute known as Passau controversy was not definitely resolved until the 8th century in Asia Minor. The Jews celebrated the Passover offering, that is, on the 14th day of the first full moon of spring. Ain't got nothing to do with no full moon Passover. I have nothing to do with no full moon. Nothing at all. That's Judaism. Judaism, nothing but an Esau religion. That's all it is. Another religion that Esau set up. Have everything to do with their Passover when they look at the moon and all of that. And oh, come on, people. That is on the 14th day of the full moon, spring. Esau, see Jewish. Jewish, not Jew. Jewish. Do y'all know who Jewish is? Jewish is Esau children. Jewish, Romans, Spaniards, Greeks, Russians, Germans. Yeah, they Jewish. White folks, okay? The Jewish calendar. Yeah, not the Hebrew calendar, the Jewish calendar. Who is Jewish? Romans. They are Jewish. Yeah. That's day calendar. Oh, okay. Look at here. Let's go down here and say the resurrection, which is Atticus to say, then was observed 2 days later on Nisan, regardless of the day of the week, the West, okay, all of that. Easter should be observed Easter should be observed, I'm sorry, on the first Sunday following the full moon after the spring equinox. Oh, my God, people, are you kidding me? Oh, this is a lot of madness up in here, people. The spring equinox, March 21st, Easter, therefore can fall on any Sunday between. One thing about the God of Israel holy day is they come every year, the same time, the same time of year. It ain't this day and that day and this day and we're going to change it, we're going to do this, and we're going to make it this time on it. But yet, no. In the 20th century, several attempts were made to arrive at a fixed day for Easter. Now they got to fix the day now. Since they don't have all kind of diversity and conversations and madness and confusion about when they're going to have their pagan festival called Easter, now they don't fix the day now in the 20th century. It's a fixed date now for Easter, with the Sunday falling the second Saturday in April, specially proposed. While this proposal and others have many supporters, none came to Futah. Renewed in, the 21st century resulted for us. Okay, people, I'm finished. If you don't want to believe me, that's up to you, people. Did God tell you to celebrate Easter? Resurrection, Acts 10. What scripture is that? What scripture is that, people? It is not one scripture in the Bible, except for Acts. What was it? Acts 12. Yeah, verse 4. One scripture talk about your pagan holiday called Easter. Y'all people are in some serious trouble, people. And you don't even know how great a trouble that you are in with the God of Israel. You don't took the God of Israel, Son of God, the Mashiach, and stuck pagan days and pagan names behind him. You don't took the God of Israel, his law, and twist it and changed it to bring forth your paganism and your false doctrine and teachings and religion. Y'all in trouble, people. Y'all in some serious, serious trouble. And you know what the God of Israel told me 3 years ago? You've been in a pandemic 2 years. You want to believe that it's gone because the government say, oh, take your mask off. It's okay now. Everybody got the shots injected. You want to believe because you believe everything that they tell you because you belong to them. You belong to the government. You belong to the system. You belong to the New World Order. You belong to the mark of the beast. These are all his holidays. You belong to them. You don't belong to the God of Israel, Ahia, the God of the Hebrew nation. What, y'all, did they really think that they could destroy the Hebrew nation and the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew God and the Hebrew Son of God? Yes, they did think that. That's why they put Jesus in the Bible, and Isus, and Zeus, and Jehovah, and all of those pagan gods and deities, names. They really thought that they could do away with the God of Israel and his inheritance. But I'm here to tell you as his prophet, as the prophet of the God of Israel, Ahia is my name.
I'm saying this to you today. You people are in serious, serious trouble with the God of Israel. He's going to hurt you people so bad. So you and all of your masters, your pharaohs, watch out, people. Watch out. The God of Israel, he got a lot of smoke coming out of his nostrils right now. He calmed down a little bit because millions of people he took out of this earth. You can keep believing the government taking people out. No. The God of Israel give life and he take life away. Millions have died with COVID-19, they call. So it appeased him a little bit, you know, a little. But now smoke is beginning to come up again in his nostrils. He's beginning to get angry all over again, people. Because you people won't quit. He told me that 3 years ago. Daughter, they are not going to quit. They are not going to quit calling on these false pagan gods. They're not going to quit, daughter. No matter what I do to these people, Israel and the Gentiles, they will not quit. He told me that 3 years ago. And y'all people still ain't quit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, people. It's going down. And with that, people, I will talk to y'all later another time. And forget about your pagan holiday called Easter and Resurrection Sunday, you call it. Watch out, people. Watch yourself. Talk to y'all later.